Good morning, and welcome to the Grupo Rotoplas first quarter 2016 results conference call. Please note that today's call is being recorded, and all participants are in a listen-only mode to prevent background noise. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. I would now like to turn the call over to your host for today, Ms. Nayeli Coro, Grupo Rotoplas, Head of Investor Relations. Ms. Coro, please go ahead.
Thank you, Shannon. Good morning, everyone, and thanks for joining us today. Yesterday, we issued our earnings press release after market close. The release can be found on the IR section of Rotoplas website. As usual, we have provided a slide to supplement our discussion. These slides can be also accessed on our website under Investor Information. Before we start, let me remind everyone that today's discussion contains forward-looking statements based on the environment as we currently see it, and as such, does include risks and uncertainties. Please refer to our press release for more information on the specific risk factors that could cause actual results to differ materially. The company disclaims any intention or obligation to update or revise any forward-looking statements, whether as a result of new information, future events, or otherwise. I'm joined today by Mr. Carlos Rojas, Rotoplas Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Mario Romero, Chief Financial Officer. We'll begin our call with prepared comments and then turn to Q&A. Now, I would like to turn the call to Mr. Carlos Rojas. Mr. Rojas, please go ahead.
Thank you, Nayeli. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining our call today. We are pleased with our business execution in the first quarter and believe we are off to an encouraging start for the year. Demand for our product and solutions remains strong, and we were able to strengthen our profitability with benefit of lower raw material costs and close control of operating expenses in line with Rotoplas Zero Budget practice. Despite a successful first quarter, we faced some difficulties year-on-year comparison. Last year at this time, Brazil was one of the Rotoplas largest markets, driven by particularly strong first quarter 2015 individual solution sales due to extreme drought in São Paulo region. As you are aware, the situation has changed dramatically, resulting in a 73% decrease in sales as compared to the same quarter of last year. As I have commented, we anticipate economic weakening in Brazil and make quick decisions early 2015 to reduce our footprint in that country. During the last quarter's results call, I let you know that our goal was to continue to reduce our Brazilian exposure from 40% of sales to no more than 10%. This quarter, we successfully decreased our Brazil sales down to 9% of total sales. We intend to maintain a limited presence in Brazil until the situation eventually improves and demand returns. In the meantime, we are monitoring the situation closely, and we have improved our collection on account receivables. Rotoplas market share in the shares in all countries in which we operate increased in the first quarter 2016. While Brazil has not changed despite the current situation, to give you a better sense of sales by country, Mexico represents 64% of first quarter 2016 sales, followed by other countries with 27%, and Brazil now accounting for only 9%. Let me now provide you with some updates on the geographical which we operate. Starting with Mexico, first quarter sales remained in line compared to last year. However, results were negatively impacted by decreasing sales of integrated solutions, excluding water fountains, to our government clients. Due to government programs' budget delays, these sales have been deferred to the second quarter. However, sales through other channels remained strong. Excluding sales throughout the government channels, sales in Mexico increased by 10%. To update you on our success related to Mexico government-backed schools' water purifying fountains projects, this remains one of the Rotoplas core growth opportunities. In the first quarter 2016, Rotoplas won its first contract bid for the installation of 808 water fountains systems for the amount of 82.4 million pesos. Bidding opportunities planned for May and June 2016 should represent an even more significant opportunity. and would be reflected in Rotoplas second half results. In 2015, the government earmarked more than 1 billion pesos to install more than 11,000 water fountains in schools throughout Mexico in the first half of 2016. Today, less than 4% of the water fountains have been offered as part of the bidding process for the government contracts, to be completed by 2018 based on multi-year national wide program. Our U.S. plants in California, Georgia, and Texas are now up and running, and we again expanded our client base in this geographically. We expect to continue to broaden our footprint in the southern U.S. Sun Belt, which remains an exciting opportunity. Results from our Latin American markets, excluding Brazil, also again performed well this quarter. In Peru, El Niño effect resulted in severe droughts in many parts of the country, increasing demand for Rotoplas individual water storage solutions. Finally, this quarter we successfully complete our acquisition of Talsar, the leading water heater company in Argentina. We expect Talsar performance to further strengthen once we have fully implemented our Rotoplas way to this business, encouraging additional margin expansions and commercial synergies for our individual water solutions. The transaction closed at the multiple of 5.2 times EBITDA 2015, and was fully financed through Grupo Rotoplas internal resources. Conclude, our team again executed well despite certain conditions and situations that we are out of control. And we are pleased with our start in 2016. We continue to make meaningful progress related to our core growth opportunities, expanding our reach in the U.S. market, identifying new opportunities related to integrated water treatment and sanitation solutions, and successfully executing our Mexico government-backed schools water fountains project. We therefore expect to achieve our goal of doubling our business by 2019 by focusing on these core growth opportunities I have described. I will now turn the call over to Mario, who will discuss our financial results in more details.
Thank you, Carlos, and good morning, everyone. I'd now like to move into a more detailed review of the financials. We will then turn the call over to the question and answer period. As we discussed, we are pleased with our execution in the first quarter in light of some challenges we faced. Net sales decreased 14.1% year over year due to the fact that retail sales benefited last year from a severe drought in Brazil's Sao Paulo region, whereas the economic climate has since declined considerably, translating into a 73% decrease in net sales. However, sales excluding Brazil increased 9.8% year-on-year, supported by demand from other countries, particularly due to droughts in Central and Northern South America, caused by El Niño, increasing demand in countries such as El Salvador, Guatemala, Nicaragua, and Peru for our important water storage solutions. Mexico sales remained flat year-on-year due to the deferral of integrated solutions to start in the second quarter 2016, as a consequence of some budgetary adjustments that the federal government implemented in February that caused some delays on the start of some social infrastructure programs and public clients, and also to the effect of the Holy Week. In 2015, celebrations fell in the second quarter of the year, and this year in the first quarter. These represent 170 basis points negative impact on Mexico sales. As a result of the above, sales of integrated solutions decreased 74.9% year-on-year, while individual solutions representing 96% of first quarter net sales decreased 5.5% year-on-year. We ended the quarter with a gross profit margin of 43%, a 630 basis point increase due to improved sales mix of products with higher margins, a 189 basis points improvement in raw material costs, and strong cost control throughout our organization. We continue to benefit from the positive effect of lower oil prices on resin, Rotoplas primary raw material cost. This again offset any negative foreign exchanges impact in the first quarter 2016 from the exposure to currencies in countries in which we have presence. We continue improving our company-wide zero-based budget expense containment strategy, which has helped mitigate lower sales volume. As a result, and with the benefit of lower raw material costs, operating profit as a percentage of sales increased by 320 basis points compared to the same period of last year. First quarter EBITDA increased by 19.5%, while EBITDA margin increased by 360 basis points year over year. EBITDA margin for individual solutions increased to 12.9% as a percentage of sales, while EBITDA for integrated solutions expanded to 13.3%, both supported by improved raw material costs. It is important to note that while we saw a decrease in net sales year over year, net income increased this quarter to 91 million pesos, from 30 million pesos in the first quarter of 2015. Net income margin increased 490 basis points year over year. In closing, I'd like to reiterate the fact that we are confident that the results further demonstrate Rotoplas' ability to deliver positive results, overcoming adversity to produce both strength and profitability and growth in all of our core markets. We remain focused on ensuring value creation through our core growth opportunities, maintaining our cost control processes, and demonstrating a strong financial discipline throughout the organization. I would therefore like to confirm our guidance of organic EBITDA of 1 billion pesos for full year 2016. Based on the good performance of individual water solutions in all regions ex-Brazil, drinking water fountains acceleration throughout the rest of the year, as well as good expectations for rainwater harvesting and sanitation solutions in Mexico. With that, I would now like to turn the call over to the question and answer session, which will begin with questions from the teleconference, followed by questions received via our website. Operator, please go ahead.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please do so by pressing the star key followed by the digit 1 on your touch-tone telephone. If you are using a speakerphone, please make sure that your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, that is star 1 for questions, and we'll pause for just a moment. And our first question will come from Carlos Perlong of Bank of America.
Thank you, Carlos and Mario, for the call. A few questions, if I may. With regards to the EBITDA that you mentioned, organic for 1 billion, can you comment as to what will be the drivers for that growth? So far, first quarter, you've done about 14% of that 1 billion. If you could comment as to the countries and whether it's integrated or individual solutions that will drive that stronger growth you're expecting. And is that something you expect for the second half, or do you expect already in the second quarter to see a rebound in integrated solutions in Mexico or other lines that I might be missing that will allow you to reach the 1 billion? That would be the first question, if possible.
Hello, Carlos. Thanks for your question. Well, let me just first walk you by the individual solutions. I'm going to go from north to south. We are seeing good penetration in the U.S. market that is continuing to drive growth in the other countries segment. Mexico retail is doing well. Also, pulverized sales in individual solutions for government clients starting to pick up. As I mentioned to you, the first quarter was a little bit low with government purchases because there were a lot of readjustments on the budget for 2016 that makes some agencies to pre-plan for the year. Central America is doing very well. Also, Peru and Argentina are doing well in individual solutions. As for integrated solutions, the water fountain program in Mexico is starting to pick up. We expect for May, June to have 11,000 more water fountains bidding processes coming in place. Also, the rainwater harvesting and outdoor composting bathrooms, we are anticipating good demand probably by the last month of second quarter 2016, but more strongly on the second half of 2016. So Mexico, you'll have a strong second quarter for water fountains and a strong second half for rainwater harvesting and outdoor composting bathroom. That will be how's the year playing into Rotoplas numbers.
And Mario, would it be possible to have some idea of what you can expect from U.S. In terms of sales or EBITDA for the full year, just to get an idea of what type of ramp-up we should expect? And also for acquisitions, would it also be possible to get an idea of what are you expecting in terms of sales or EBITDA for the acquisitions?
First, on the U.S., we do not disclose the information on sales and growth. What we have said to our investors and the financial community is that we are having a good market penetration within the regions we are working. We are incrementing very importantly the client base, and we are increasing month after month the sales. As for the inorganic growth, as Carlos mentioned, we complete the transaction for Tulsar. Sales for Tulsar for 2016 should be in the range of 400 million pesos, with an EBITDA level of about 125 million pesos. As for the other transactions that we've been announcing before, we are pretty well advanced into the water treatment plants for water treatment and recycling. Also, we are looking at some other opportunities in the U.S., Mexico, and Brazilian markets.
Great. Thank you.
And we'll take our next question from Aiden Rodriguez of GBM.
Hello, and thank you for taking my call. I would like to start with the Tulsar acquisition. Can you explain the rationale behind it? And if you have any further guidance respecting cross-selling opportunities and synergies?
Yes. Tulsar produced water heaters. The water heaters are sold in the same retailers that are most of our individual solutions. And the people we train, the plumbers and the sales force of our customers are the same for water heaters and our individual solutions. And we found that their retailers are different in some cases than ours. Also, they have a leading brand, which is significant for us, and we believe that we will be able to find some synergies, specifically in the commercial area. The possibility of taking technologies to other countries, we will be analyzing that. Today, for this year, our goal is to operate the plant completely. And absorb the operation with our Rotoplas style. Also, this could open also channels for our water purification systems. So we believe there's a good synergy there.
Okay, and an additional question: the 125 million peso. Inorganic EBITDA growth, does that include any possible cross-selling of your products in the Tulsar distribution channel?
No, this is Mario Ada. No, this is only as a standalone. We are not considering any cost or commercial synergy into that number.
Okay, thank you. And as a final question, could you explain to us a little bit further why break-even EBITDA was not achieved in Brazil during the quarter?
Yes, and let me explain you. As you continue to see how Brazil has been developing over the last few months, we decided to go deeper on cost-cutting initiatives. We unfortunately had to fire an additional 10% of our working force. And that create most of the one-time expenses, which didn't help us achieving break-even.
Okay, thank you. And just one more question, please. So your outlook for government contracts, if I understood, is on the second quarter, you expect a ramp-up of the drinking fountains, and then from the second half going forward, you expect the composting bathrooms and the water harvesting. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. And this is how we are anticipating the market in Mexico this year. Some good opportunities on the water fountains are coming into May and June, and we have a good visibility that the rainwater harvesting and other composting biomes will start happening on the very early part of the second half of this year.
Okay, thank you for your insight, gentlemen, and Nayeli. Thank you.
Just one more point, Adan, and just complementing on Talsar. As Carlos was mentioning, this acquisition first will strengthen us our footprint in Argentina. Second, will they give us access to some new channels where water purification systems to be allowed. On top of that, all of that is a leading brand, and we strengthen our distribution strength in that country.
And our next question will come from Ulysses Argote of Santander.
Hi, Carlos, Mario, and Ayeli. Thank you very much for the call. Just one quick question. You announced that you will propose a dividend payment in your next shareholders meeting. Can you elaborate a bit what the rationale is behind this payment? Are you still continuing to pursue further M&A, or do you see a more limited pipeline in this sense, and that's why you are deciding to hand out a dividend? Thanks.
Hello, Ulysses. Good morning. No, we're seeing still a bunch of different opportunities in the water market space. We are very aggressively pursuing M&A activity, and we have a very active pipeline. The rationale behind giving a small dividend was to deliver value to our shareholders, short-term and long-term, without undermining the future growth plans. That was the rationale before the dividend.
Thank you, Mario. And so does this mean that you are proposing like a proper dividend policy, or is this just a one-time thing, or is this kind of the extent to what the dividend payments we can expect for the further years?
No, this is just a one-time thing, and this is how the company has behaved over the last 10 years. We do not have a dividend policy. On time to time, we discuss, analyze at the board level, see the convenience of paying or not paying dividends, and then that's the way we decide.
Okay, thank you very much, Marty.
Okay, thanks, Lucas.
And as a reminder, that is star one if you'd like to ask a question or if you do have a follow-up question. And our next question will come from Fernando Perez of Grupo Bursátil Mexicano.
Hi, good morning, Carlos and Mario. I have just one follow-up question regarding your guidance. You say that the integrated solution is expected to pick up during the second half of the year, but do you have already like any contract signed? Because there's a huge concern about Mexican government sales, and I was wondering if you have already something in concrete. And just an additional question, do you have already like any plans regarding the plasma water sanitation system, or do you know how do you expect to apply it on your technology? Thank you.
Fernando, good morning. This is Carlos. We don't have anything concrete with integrated solutions. Otherwise, we'll be announcing it. But what it happens is that the talks that we have with the different programs, continuously, they have been talkings from the government to see, to build their needs. And they feel confident that they are interested in doing it. So that's why we think this is going to take place for the second half. In the other hand, the water fountains, drinking water fountains, the government has been insisting that for the first half they are going to do 11,000 schools, and they have already the resources. So that's something that they have already been announcing, and it has been declaration directly from the Minister of Education confirming this program. So that's why we believe this. With the plasma, this is a technology that we have to work. We have to work with them in order to develop the dispositive to be commercialized in volumes. Today would be very soon to have something to talk about, but we're confident that this technology in the midterm could be something of importance for our water solutions to purify water.
Thank you very much.
To elaborate a little bit more on Carlos and to complement Fernando, as I don't know if the rest of the people is aware of, but plasma is a unique technology. The only that we know that purifies the water up to a level of 100%. Sure, and the leverage is that, for example, water fountains could benefit from this technology, water purifiers. We have a bunch of different products that we are currently selling that if we put this technology into our products, could make a unique product with unique competitive advantages in the markets where we are. So we are very enthusiastic about this new technology that we are in the process of closing it and to use it in our product portfolio going forward.
Okay, thank you very much.
And ladies and gentlemen, as a final reminder, if you'd like to ask a question or if you do have a follow-up question, please press star 1 at this time, and we'll pause for just a moment. And our next question will come from Derek Taylor of Goldman Sachs.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Just a quick question on U.S. expansion. Now that the Texas operation is open, are you pursuing any more facilities or factories going forward?
At this moment, we don't have a concrete definition, but we are analyzing. And we believe there's one or two more areas that we should have a plant. This will be taking the decision maybe, I would say, for the second half of the year, early second half. So that's when we could talk more about that. But, yes, we believe there's a convenience to do it.
Okay, thank you.
And it does appear we have no further questions at this time. I'll turn the conference back over to Ms. Coro for any additional or closing comments.
Thank you. We would like to thank everyone for your time and your interest in Grupo Rotoplas and hope you will join us again next quarter. Until then, we'll be sure to provide you with important updates. Thank you again and goodbye.
That does conclude today's teleconference. Thank you all for your participation.